U mikrofonu Rádia Wave vás na, pro změnu na pár minut vítá Tomáš Turek, protože v tuhle chvíli přišli do studia Rádia Wave dva mimořádní muzikanti. Možná si říkáte, že začíná nějaký pořad o world music, není tomu tak a tohle to se rozhodně nedá popsat jenom jako world music. Je tady totiž Jim White a George Siluris, kteří se teď potkali v kapele Siluris White, se kterou dneska zahrají vůbec poprvé v podniku, v pražském podniku. Večer vystoupí před nimi ještě České sítě. My jsme moc chtěli je dostat i do studia, protože tihle hudebníci, byť třeba v Česku nejsou extra známí, tak jsou mimořádně zasloužilí a hrají opravdu mimořádným stylem, i když se tady nějak nerochníme v nějakých hráčských technikách. A Siluris White jsou tak i trošku možná pro někoho nepravděpodobné spojení, že se na to hned chci zeptat. Hello guys, here in studio. You guys met many years ago. What was the main impulse to start touring and recording like year ago or 2 years ago, because you know each other maybe more than 20 years.
Yeah.
How this all came together?
Oh, we know each other 25 years now. I used to live in Australia. I went there to play and I lived there for 8 years. And another 2 years back to Crete and for, you know.
Yeah.
And I know Jim since then. And at the time I be there, we always have a, you know, connect through music and through friends. And we change music all this time, you know, I play with Dirty Three, which was the time they start back then, early 90s. And I play as a guest a few times. And then our bands, you know, Xiluris Ensemble and Dirty Three, they played together gigs also.
George Siluris přišel do Melbourne, do australského Melbourneu už někdy před 25 lety a právě se tam setkal tady s Jimem Whitem, s Warrenem Ellisem a s Mickem Turnerem, kteří tenkrát ještě nezaložili dneska už slavné Dirty Three, samozřejmě všechny ty hudebníky znáte z okruhu lidí kolem Bad Seeds a tak dál. George Siluris ale přišel do Austrálie se svým Siluris ensemblem a právě i hráli spolu s Dirty Three, tak nějak se proměňovali. No a začali vytvářet hudbu potom s Jimem, takže jsou neustále ve spojení, neustále si vyměňují nahrávky a tak dál. Pro někoho ale, kdo právě, jak jsem říkal, slyšel Siluris White teďkom poprvé nebo je slyší, tak by to možná zařadil jenom do nějaké tradiční world music. For someone who's hearing you for the first time now, it would be say some kind of world music or really traditional music, but maybe it's not pure. There's something else going on. Jim, you were always interested in this traditional, let's say, European or Cretan.
No, I liked Cretan music a lot,
yeah.
And I heard it through George, through the Zulus Ensemble, and through his father Sarandoni, and I listened to that for many years, never thinking that I would be playing. You know, I'm not a musicologist or a world music person or anything. You know, we just play. I really like the Cretan music, and I do try to learn some things about it, but also play as myself, you know. So whether it's try and get the feeling, and also, but you know, also, Cretan music's pretty rockin', you know.
Krécká hudba dost rockuje, mám k tomu docela blízko, protože Jim White je právě vychází spíš z postpunkových kořenů a z postpunkové scény a on říká, že nikdy nebyl nějaký muzikolog, že by nějakým způsobem se zabýval world music, ale zkrátka tahle hudba ho zajímala už jenom kvůli tomu, že byli ve styku tady s Georgem. I think Goats, the album, topped like world music billboard.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, but when the guy put it on the label, you know, he said, well, this is, you know, because we call it, the genre is goatish, you know, for our music, but iTunes wouldn't let you write that. So he wrote world music. I'm like, really, Josh? And but you know, even though he's right, but then the record was number one on Billboard World Chart. So I was like, you know, good move.
Velký úspěch zaznamenali s tohle s tou vlastně první společnou nahrávkou oficiální pod jménem Siluris White. Právě byli v hitparádách Billboardu na prvním místě, právě pod world music, ale to je jenom i podle Jima Whitea trošku mimozní, protože oni chtěli nazvat tu svoji hudbu goatish, tedy jakousi kozí hudbou, ale v iTunes to nebylo možný takhle, takže se ocitli pod škatulkou world music. My si teď zahrajeme ještě jednu ukázku z jejich desky Goats, která je jednou z opravdu mimořádných nahrávek loňského roku. a nenechte se zmást, opravdu to není jenom takhle konotacemi na Cat Power a Bonnie Prince Billyho a Billa Callahana se můžete setkat v následující části rozhovoru a nebo s Xylory Sex Ensemble. Tohle je skladba Fandomas. Stále posloucháte Radio Wave On Air, který vás na moment provádí Tomáš Turek, protože tu máme hosty, Xylory White, takže neposloucháte žádné World Music Radio. Ani to vlastně žádná World Music nebyla, jak jste už pochopili možná z předchozího povídání. Máme tady ve studiu právě George Xylorise a Jima Whitea, kteří dnes vystoupí v Podniku v Praze poprvé a my, co by Radio Wave, tenhle ten koncert v té záplavě ostatních, mimořádně doporučujeme, protože nejenže to jsou opravdu ojedinělí hráči, ne tím, že byli nějak extravertuální, nebo tím se předváděly, ale ta hra je opravdu specifická. A hlavně teď mají výborné album Goats. This album is called Goats and even from the name of the songs, it's hard to say if there are any concrete stories behind the record. Is it something that you could say this song is about that and about, because it's instrumental? We've heard this song you were singing in only one, but for example, I couldn't understand what it's about. So are there any songs or is it more like free form?
Yeah, there are, you know, the goats coming from, you know, the mountains of Crete, and you know, and we have, you know, all along the island, the whole island's a mountain, mm-hmm. and we've got many goats there, you know, and Zeus was a goat or so too, mm-hmm. and. As a symbol of you know of his and but behind yes Jim what do you want to say
I was going to ask well he was a goat
Zeus
was a goat
he
drank the Daphne's milk right from the goat
yeah he grew up he grew up with goat's milk Amalthea the goat's name you know to escape from his father, Kronos.
Right, he went to Eden.
His mom took him to Ideon Ador, above my village, Anoia. There is a cave, there where he was growing up there with the Amalthea's goat's milk.
To album se jmenuje Koza, Goat, nejen proto, že to je hodně významné zvíře právě na Krétě, odkud George Xylouris pochází, kde stále působí a ta jeho slavná hudební rodina právě vytváří tuhletu hudbu. A koza bylo taky znak, nebo Zeus, jak jsem se teď dozvěděl, byl taky kozou, protože vyrůstal na kozím mléku. Dál už ten příběh tady překládat nebudu. You want to add something to it? Like the other goat, the story behind it?
So the songs are—it's not free form. It's the songs are about things. And do you want to talk about what
they have?
Songs?
They have a structure, like because maybe it's the same like Dirty Three that people could say, maybe when you see play live, that they are like songs.
Yeah, the songs, and if you come along one night to another night, uh-huh. they'll be different and the same, you know. But like when Dirty Three first toured around, I think people thought, oh yeah, there's like this, you know, they're going to just make it up every night. But, you know, it's never like that. So it's songs.
Yeah.
We're songs.
Yeah.
You know, like, it'll change and things, but it's a form and it's a story and, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Podobně jako Dirty Three, tak když hraje Xylory White, když hrají dohromady, tak mohli byste nabít dojmu, že je to trošku jako rozvolněné, že je to skoro až improvizace, ale není to tak, jsou to jasné, konkrétní písně, které mají svoji formu. You came, George, from a famous family of traditional Greek or Cretan musicians. How your surroundings or colleagues or view this project, this band, Xylory White? Are there any musical laws that shouldn't be broken within this Xylory music family or traditional Cretan music?
Well, they love it. They like it.
Yeah, so there are no.
And I have, and I can say it's still too early for us. You know, we take it, you know, somewhere else. You know, every day, like it's a journey. Mm-hmm. You know, for us every day. You know, it's what we doing. You know, drive us what we looking for. So we are in a way, and every day what we're doing is that, you know, to listen and discover things and change things and go back and listen a lot of old music, the oldest recording we've got all the time.
Yeah. And of Cretan, of old, like, you know, Cretan music from when the recording was first, you know, existing, and then maybe that was a old man who was playing a song that he learned. So, you know, it could be like 150 years ago, and getting that feeling, you know, and learning, trying to learn about that as well.
Yeah, with a dance together.
Jak je George Siluris opravdu slavné a sám už je slavný hudební rodiny z Kréty, kde právě se hraje na lutnu a tahle tradiční hudba, tak mě zajímalo, jestli právě tahle ta skupina lidí ho nevnímá s tím novým projektem Siluris White, která přece jenom se vydává trochu jinou cestou, jestli to nevnímá nějak negativně, vůbec to tak není, milují to a sami tady s Jimem Whitem asi lebedí v tom, že pokaždé neustále poslouchají novou hudbu a tu starou novou hudbu a vůbec nechápu to jako nějakou hotovou věc, ale jako cestu, neustále se rozvíjí. To samé se bude dít dneska v podniku. Pustíme si ještě jednu ukázku z desky Goats, Siluris White a jejich Chicken Song. Chicken Song na Radio Wave, poslední ukázka z desky Siluris White, které tu oba dva slovutné hudebníku máme na poslední vstup ještě v Radio Wave, než se vydají na své vystoupení dneska v pražském podniku, kde zahrají, a já vám můžu zaručit, že ačkoliv třeba ta hudba vám přijde taková hodně neúplně lehko uchopitelná v tuhle chvíli, tak zvlášť i s vizuálním pohledem na jejich styl hry, to je mimořádná věc. Ještě pár drobných otázek, protože Jim White je proslulý taky tím, že hraje na spoustě slavných desek a spousta slavných hudebníků se ho vybírá právě pro jeho mimořádně odlišnou hru. Jim, you've been playing with so many great artists. What does one have to get you on board? What Cat Power has, or Bill Callahan, or I don't know, Bonnie, Prince Billy, Will Oldham.
What do they have?
Or they just ask you? They just ask.
It's all different. It's all different. You know, with Cat Power, you know, it was a long time ago when Dirty Three first went to America. And I guess she knew our record, the first record, and she asked Mick and I to play the record, and, you know, I saw her that night, and, you know, so beautiful. And then, you know, we're very good friends, so we played together a long time. And, you know, I'm big fans of all of those three that you mentioned.
So it's not business, it's just...
Oh, no, no.
It's not work, only.
No, it's not really work. I mean, it's not... No, yeah. I do that because I want to do it.
Takže s každým z nich se potkal z různých důvodů. Z Cat Power třeba už v 90. letech, když přijeli Dirty Three poprvé do Ameriky. A samozřejmě, co mě zajímalo, jestli do téhle chvíle už to není trošku víc práce, než to, co jeho opravdu přitahuje, a on je fanoušek všech těchto z těch hudebníků. Guy Picciotto z Fugazi legendárních produkoval album Goats, což byste zrovna u téhle hudby taky nemohli předpokládat. How this connection came up and what did he bring on the table? What do you mean?
So the connection with Guy was, there's a filmmaker called Jem Cohen that made the film about Fugazi called Instrument, and another number of other films, and I've known him a long time ago, and we're both big fans of Mary Margaret O'Hara, which is how we sort of got to know each other. I don't know, the Canadian singer, if you know her.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, he asked Guy and I to play together on a film thing, and, you know, we became friends, and we lived near each other, actually. And then Guy came to our first show, actually. It was near his house. And then we needed to record something. We went to his basement, recorded it, and we took it from there. And do you want to say what he brings? He's just very, very enthusiastic and great ears and a great manner. And
Guy Picciotto produkoval to, protože se k sobě dostali už, když natáčel jeden film, právě když se natáčel dokument o Fugazi, a on požádal je, aby tam zahráli, a zároveň se hodně stmelili, protože jsou fanoušky u nás možná nepříliš známé, ale výjimečné a na nahrávky velmi vzácné zpěvačky Mary Margaret O'Hara. And you work with so many other artists. Will we see Dirty Three? Because it always felt like it's the main band for all of you.
Right, I mean, Warren was in the bad seats for like most of, you know, since the 90s or something, since Boatman's Call or something. I don't know, we made a record in 2012 and did a tour, and you know, we'll still play, we'll play again, and, you know,
but it's not scheduled yet.
No, it's not scheduled, and, you know, I live in America and Warren lives in France and Mick lives in Australia, so it's just very, you know, and we're everyone's busy, and, you know, I'm really into doing, you know, we want to as long as White wants, you know, we're making another record and we're going to want to play a lot, and you know,
you want to continue.
Yeah, we're going to really putting a lot of time into this. It's super fun.
Budou pokračovat v tomhle projektu Xylory z White, když mají ještě už spoustu jiných projektů, a já jsem se ptal na Dirty Three, tím, že Warren Ellis se teď plně vytížen, co by pravá ruka Nicka Cavea, a Mick Turner žije v Austrálii, Jim White v Americe a Warren Ellis v Paříži nebo ve Francii, tak právě se k sobě zatím moc nedostanou, ale určitě ještě nahrává budou. New George, your Xylory's ensemble, will you have time for it? In the next few years, months?
Yeah, we did the record recently, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Aera, we call the record. And it's out, you know, but we're very happy about what we did with Aera. And but us, Dirty Three, we are, you know, most of the people from Xylory's Ensemble are in Australia now. Mm-hmm. But we keep in touch, and Xylory's Ensemble is like a you know, organization. Okay. Because they can play without me, you know, or, you know, we can play because we are many people, and now the young generation coming up too, you know, our children, and they there, and they have that flavor of Xylory's Ensemble because, you know, they living in that, I can say, you know, that sound, since they, you know, we did rehearsal and they crawling around our feet, you know, here and there. You know, I remember Morad play, you know, his feeding Cal,
mm-hmm.
and Rory in the end singing, you know, and there for hours. And
takže Xylory's Ensemble nejenže vydali loni desku, na kterou jsou hodně pyšní, ta se jmenuje Aera, ale oni většina z nich, ačkoliv jsou teda skryty, tak teď je většina z nich v Austrálii, paradoxně, a spíš jsou taková velká společnost, protože postupně celá ta rodina vyrůstá vždycky mezi nástroje. Jak ostatně, jak jste slyšeli sami od George Xylorise, půlky dua Xylory's White a před chvílí taky Jima Whitea, kteří dnes zahrají v podniku. Moc vám to tady z Rádia Wave doporučuje Tomáš Turek, a tady už pokračuje další vysílání s Terezou Havlinkovou.